Vivlam Kulam Gantas Mianena Lokoyam Udvelena Vinangshati Yad Richa Driptanam Yadunam Vivlam Kulam Gantasmi Anena Lokoyam Udvelena Vinangshati. One more. Yad Yasam Richa Driptanam Yadunam Vipulam Kulam Gantasmi Yanena Lokoyam Ud Velena Vinangshati. Word for word. Yadi.
Yadi.
If.
Ruko.
Asam Richa.
Asam Richa.
Without withdrawing.
不撤回.
Driptanam.
Driptanam.
Of the overly proud.
过于骄傲的.
Yadunam.
Yadunam.
Yadus.
雅度族人.
Vipulam.
Vipulam.
The vast.
庞大的.
Kulam.
Kulam.
Dynasty.
王朝.
Ganta Asmi.
Ganta Asmi.
I go.
我去.
Anena.
Anena.
For that reason.
因为那个原因.
Loka.
Loka.
The world.
世界.
I am.
I am.
This.
这个.
Udvelena.
Udvelena.
By the overflow of the Yadus.
雅度族人泛滥.
Vinangshati.
Vinangshati.
Will be destroyed.
将被毁灭.
Translation. If I were to leave the world without withdrawing the overly proud members of the Yadu dynasty, the whole world would be destroyed by the deluge of their unlimited expansion.
译文,如果我离开这个世界,而不撤回过于骄傲的雅度族人,那么整个世界将因为他们人口泛滥而横遭毁灭.
Report. Just as a tidal wave overwhelms the boundary of the shore and wreaks havoc on innocent people, similarly there was an imminent danger that the powerful Yadu dynasty might expand beyond all boundaries of social and political control. The members of the Yadu dynasty had become proud because of their apparent familiar relationship with the personality of Godhead. Although they were very religious and devoted to the rabbinical culture, they had become, as indicated by the word driptanam, affected by pride due to their relationship with Krishna. Furthermore, due to their intense love for Krishna, they would certainly feel such intense separation after the Krishna's departure to the spiritual world that they would become maddened and thus become an unbearable burden on the earth. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has pointed out, however, that the earth itself, due to attachment for Krishna, would never consider Krishna's own family members to be anything but a welcome burden. Still, Krishna wanted to remove this burden. The example is given that for the pleasure of her husband, a beautiful young wife may decorate herself with many golden ornaments. These ornaments constitute a painful burden for the delicate wife. But although she is willing to bear this burden, the loving husband removes the ornaments for the pleasure of his wife. So the Lord, desiring to apply the wisdom of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, took precautions to remove from the earth the burden of the Yadu dynasty.
要旨，正如浪潮冲过海岸，殃及无辜。 同样，倘若雅度王朝的势力越过社会和政治权限，危险就迫在眉睫。雅度族人倚仗他们跟人格守神的亲缘关系，变得不屑一世。尽管他们非常虔诚，热爱Brahmana文化，但他们因为跟 Krishna 的关系而骄傲自满。正如Driptanam 所描述的。 而且由于他们对 Krishna 强烈的爱，如隐迹返回灵性世界之后，他们肯定会感受到强烈的分离之情，届时他们会变得疯狂，从而成为地球上令人不堪忍受的纵妇。然而 Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 曾经指出，深深依附 Krishna 的地球本身从不认为 Krishna 的家属成员是种负担，但是 Krishna 还是想消除这个负担。这里举例说，为了取悦丈夫，美丽的妻子会有金银首饰打扮自己，虽然这些首饰戴在窈窕妻子身上是一种苦差，但妻子仍然愿意承受这个负担，而心爱的丈夫会取下这些首饰来取悦妻子。所以主要运用未雨绸缪防患于未然的至理名言，事先使地球免受亚度王朝的重负。 Hare Krishna。
OK, I want to read the next verse also. Hidanim nasha aravda kulasya dvija shapaja yasyami bhavanam brahman etad ante tavanaga. Translation.Now due to the Brahmana's curse, the annihilation of my family has already begun. O sinless Brahma, when this annihilation is finished and I am en route to Vaikuntha, I will pay a small visit to your abode.
第三十一世节译文，眼下由于众位 Brahmana 的诅咒，我的家族已经开始遭到覆灭。无罪的 Brahmana, Brahma, 啊。这个毁灭结束之后，在我返回瓦昆塔的途中，我会造访你的居所。
Purport. The members of the other dynasty are eternal servants of the Lord. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has explained the word nashaha as destruction, as the nirgudayam dwarkayam pravesanam ityantayartha. The members of the other dynasty entered into the hiddenconfidential Dwarka in the spiritual world, which is not manifested here on earth. In other words, Dwarka, the Lord's abode, is manifest on the earth, and when the earthly Dwarka is apparently removed, the eternal Dwarka in the spiritual world remains as it is. Since the members of the Yoda dynasty are eternal associates of the Lord, there is no question of their destruction. Only out of conditioned vision of their manifestationOnly our conditioned vision of their manifestation was destroyed. This is the meaning of the word nasha.
要指亚度族人是主的永恒仆人，因此基瓦古斯瓦米把 nasha 毁灭一词解释为 nigudayam。亚度族人已进入灵性世界，隐秘或机密的 dvaraka， 他不展示在地球上。换言之 ，Dwarka 主的居所被展示在地球上。当地球上的 Dwarka 被拿走时，灵性世界中永恒的 Dwarka 依旧如一。既然亚度族人是主永恒的同游，便无所谓亚度王朝覆灭一事。遭毁灭的只是我们受条件限制的视域，我们再也看不到他们的展示。这就是 Nashaha 的含义。Okay,
okay. Om Gyan Chakravam Nasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tatsmaya Shri Kuravinamaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutane Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Utparakamam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Vagana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shivada Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Scha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhle Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavani Paschacha Desa Tarani Vachakalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyabhicha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namaha. Namo Mahavranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Goratvishe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Visha Banu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Of course, everything Krishna does has many, many purposes and reasons, so we can't say exactly.
Krishna 做的每一件事情背后都有很多很多的理由和原因，有时候我们不可能确切的知道为什么。
But that's explained in the second verse.
He's
just removing it from the earth, you know.
这一点在第二个世界当中讲到。
So Krishna wanted the Kali Yuga to start also.
Krishna 也希望卡利年代在这个星球上能够展现。
So when he left, that's when Kali Yuga could start. And if the others were still there, maybe wouldn't start, you know, whatever.
他自己离开之后，以便这个卡利年代能够开始。
But even the Yadu dynasty, according to Krishna here, they became proud because they're connected with Krishna.
但是即便是亚杜王朝，他们因为跟 Krishna 之间有一种亲缘关系，所以呢，他们可能会变得非常骄傲。
Sometimes devotees become proud. I'm a devotee. I'm better than other people. I'm better than other religions.
就像有时候奉献者也会因为自己是奉献者而感到骄傲，觉得自己好像比其他有宗教信仰的人要更高明一样。
That's interesting. Prabhupada gives us some, you know, the purports give so much more information. It says because they were great devotees, they loved Krishna so much.
很有意思的是，圣帕帕德在要旨当中给了我们很多信息。因为亚杜族人他们都是主为他的奉献者，所以呢，他们会感到对主的强烈的情感。
So if Krishna left before them, maybe they would become so distressed in separation from Krishna that, you know, they would act in different ways that might not be good for the world.
因为Krishna 在他们之前离开了这个世界，所以呢，他们会因为跟 Krishna 之间的分离而感到伤心欲绝。
The earth would be happy to have Krishna's family members, not a burden like before. Before Krishna came, she was saying she was overburdened by demoniac kings, but she didn't feel it a burden to have Krishna's family members.Happy.
地球母亲呢，她不会觉得 Krishna 的家人是对她而言是一种负担。在 Krishna 显现之前，那么地球会因为那么多的恶魔们的承载不了这么多的恶魔而感觉到自己难以消化这个负担。但是对于她而言，能够来承载 Krishna 的亲人，那么对她而言并不是什么负担。
So the purport mentions one quite popular proverb in English. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Or a gram of prevention is worth a kilogram of cure.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Preventative medicine is better than curative medicine. Better to...
在药旨当中有这样一句话，就好像这个英语当中也有类似的谚语，就是说防病比治病要重要，就好像未雨绸缪，防患于未然一样。
So much better to live properly, eat properly, sleep properly, everything to avoid disease than to wait till we get very sick and then have to, you know, go for big surgery and medicine and everything.
所以最好是还没有生病之前就能够恰当的生活，过一种恰当的饮食，恰当的睡眠，以 避免自己身体得病，这样比要在生病以后吃这个药吃那个药要更好。
Or better if we get a little debt, you know, to pay off that little bit of debt instead of getting more debt like some people do. They borrow money, they get in debt and they borrow money to pay the debt, they get in more debt. It's very foolish.
那么同样就是如果我们欠了一小笔钱，我们尽快的把它还掉，而不应该像某些人一样，就是欠了高利贷，然后利滚利，然后欠的钱越来越多，最后怎么还都还不清。
And the Brahma, the Bhagavatam has a sloka that mentions like that too. You know, a little bit of disease, if we neglect a little bit of disease, it'll become more disease. So better to take care in the beginning, take rest right away if you're getting a little bit sick.
也有一句这样的话，就是说你可能是刚开始是一个小病，然后如果你不去治的话，那么以后就会成为大病。那么所以最好的办法就是说你有一点点毛病的时候就把它治好。
So then the next verse he mentions the Brahmana's curse.
然后在第三十一个世界当中就提到了那些婆罗门的诅咒。
So it's interesting, these curses we read aboutHow can Krishna or Krishna's family be accepted by a curse? But Leela.
我们可能会好奇 ，Krishna 他怎么会被诅咒呢？有什么咒语可以束缚 Krishna 呢？但实际上，这些都是 Krishna 逍遥时光而已。
I mentioned last week after the battle of Kurukshetra. Dhritarashtra took all the ladies to the battlefield for doing the funeral rites for their husbands and brothers and sons and fathers.
上次讲课的时候提到过，在库鲁战争之后，就是 Stira 就是和其他的所有库鲁王朝的这些女士们来到战场上来吊唁他们死去的丈夫、儿子等等。
And Gandhari was there, and Krishna was there.
当时 Gandhari 也在场 ，Krishna 也在场。
And Gandhari was telling Krishna, you know, you could have prevented this. You're the supreme lord. Why did you let this happen? Why did you let the families fight amongst themselves?
Gandhari 他就抱怨 Krishna, 你为什么让这样的事情发生？你为什么让这些家人相互残杀？
And Krishna said, well, it's their karma. I couldn't do anything.
Krishna 说这是他们的业报，我无能为力。
And then she cursed Krishna. She said, in 36 years, your family members will fight amongst themselves and they'll all kill each other.
然后 Gandhari 就诅咒了 Krishna, 36年之后你的亲人也会相互残杀。
And Krishna said, thank you, because I was wondering what I could do to...get them off the earth.
Krishna 说，那就谢谢你了，因为我正愁不知道怎么办，在我离开以后，这些家人亲人们该怎么办呢？
Then this other curse is mentioned that one time some great sages were visiting Dwarka.
那么在其他情况下也会有，当然就是这件事情上还有其他的诅咒。那么有一次呢，就是婆罗门他们去看望这个 Krishna 的家族的人员。
And a bunch of young boys were joking around with them, some of Krishna's sons.
那么当时呢，Krishna 的儿子他们在开玩笑。
And they dressed one of the young boys up as a girl that looked like she was pregnant.
他们把其中的一个男孩子打扮成一个怀孕的女子的样子。
So they joked and they said, "Oh, great sages, will this be a boy or a girl?"
然后他们就半开玩笑的跟这些圣人讲：“哎呦，这个女子她肚子的孩子是男的还是女的呀？”
And they were very angry and they cursed. They said, you'll give birth to a lump of iron and that will be the death of the dynasty.
圣人们看到这些孩子男孩子这么做他就很生气他说我们诅咒你们生下诅咒他生下一块铁然后这块铁会成为你们家族灭亡的原因。
And they were very worried.
于是这些男孩子就很害怕。
And somehow there was a lump of iron. Whatever they had padding underneath turned into a lump of iron.
啊，那么实际上这个他们塞在这个男孩子肚子里假装是胎儿的就是一块铁。
And they told the king and they ground that thing up and I think the curse included everybody would get drunk and they would, you know, kill each other.
好像这个诅咒就说啊，这个王朝中的每个人都会喝得醉醺醺的，然后相互残杀，所以这些男孩子那么很害怕。
So they ground up that lump into powder and they threw it all in the ocean.
然后他们就把这块铁呢，全都就磨成粉，把这些铁粉呢丢到大海里去。
It washed up to Prabhasa and it grew into reeds, but they weren't ordinary reeds, you know, they were iron, steel.
然后就是这些铁呢被冲铁粉呢被冲到了Prabhasa, 然后就被那个河边的这些芦苇给吸收了。但是这些芦苇不是一般的芦苇，它们是像剑一样锋利的芦苇。
So then at the time, you know, Krishna, all the men went to this Prabhasa to do some kind of yoga, and they were drinking wine, rice wine.
然后后来呢，就是在 Krishna 安排下，所有 Krishna 的家人他们都去到 Prabhasa 这个地方，做仪式。然后仪式之后呢，他们就喝醉了酒。
Do you have that rice wine in China?
啊，就是那种米酒啊，很香，很香甜的米酒。Yes, in China.
It's very popular in Japan. It goes very popular.
日本人很喜欢喝那种米酒。
Every village has their own brand. So anyway, they were drinking and they got drunk and they started arguing and insulting each other.
无论怎么样，就是他们都喝醉了酒，然后他们就开始相互的取笑，然后相互的厮杀、打斗。
And then they started fighting and picked up those reeds as weapons.
And killing each other.他们就把这些芦苇就是拔起来当做武器相互打斗然后最后把对方都杀死了。
Krishna and Balaram joined in and they were killing so many themselves.
其实当时 Krishna 和 Balarama 他们也参加了他们的战争他们也杀了很多。
So finally only Krishna and Balaram were left.
实际上最后只留下 Krishna 跟 Balarama.
And Balaram then he went back to Vaikuntha, manifested Sheshanaga, and he just went.
Balarama 他就直接回到了 Vaikuntha, 展示为这个 Ananta Sesha 的样子。
So Krishna is talking to Brahma, he's saying, well, the fight already started. When it's all over,I'm going to visit your place on the way to Vaikuntha.
但是在这里的话 Krishna 跟主 Brahma 说现在呢这个战争已经开始了哈但是呢我在回到 Vaikuntha 的途中我会到你这个到你家里去看看你的星球上去看看。
So、Brahma was happy to hear that. So he went...That's Krishna, you know, he can do whatever he wants.
当主不让他听到这个以后呢，他就很安心的回去了。那实际上 Krishna 他是什么都能够做，他想做什么就能做什么。
It's like you might tell somebody on my way to India, I'll stop by, you know, your town for one day or something. So
就比方说有的人他会预言怎么什么事情会发生。
When you go to Kunming, they fly to Calcutta, right?
比如说我们会先，比如说我们坐飞机，我们会先到昆明，然后转机再到加尔各答。
So you might tell your friend on my way to Mayapur, I'll stop and visit you.
你可能会跟你的朋友说，我去玛雅普之前，我会在昆明去拜访你。
And Krishna is talking about Brahma Loka.
所以Krishna说他会去 Brahma 的星球。
So it's explained that there's Dwarka is actually in the spiritual world.
在钥匙当中解释说，Dwarka 它其实是灵性世界。
Yeah, it's a very high Vaikuntha, not an ordinary Vaikuntha, because Krishna is there and all the yadus and you know all these different relationships are there. Krishna's wives, everything.
而且它不是一个一般的瓦昆塔星球，是在瓦昆塔当中非常高的星球。可是呢，他亲自和亚杜王朝的人们生活在那里。
So Krishna is not really, you know, annihilating anyone. He's just turning off the, you know, their time in the material world is over.
所以 Krishna 他其实并不是通过这个事情真的把所有的亚杜王朝的族人都给毁灭了，而是结束他们在这个地球上的活动。
So we can still go to a place Dwarka on Earth, but it's not the same as it was then. It seems like a very small place.
所以我们可以去到这个地球上的 Dwarka， 那么现在还这个地方还在，看起来是一个很小的城市。
Not so many people there.
那里人口也不多。
But there's many temples.
但是却有很多庙宇。
Dwarkadish temple is extremely beautiful temple, very old.
我们的 Dwarkadish 就是 Dwarka 之主，这个庙的话就是尤其的辉煌富丽美丽。
Because the work of the spiritual one is no longer manifested on earth.
因为这个灵性世界的 Dwarka 没有在那里继续展现。
It doesn't change.
在那里展现过的灵性世界的 Dwarka 其实跟这个世界的 Dwarka 其实是没有区别的。
Only our vision changes.
唯一有区别的改变的是我们的视域。
Like when we go to Vrindavan, we don't necessarily see the Vrindavan we read about in the Krishna book. That's why we need to read the Krishna book so we can know what Vrindavan really is.
就好像我们去到 Vrindavan， 可能我们看见的 Vrindavan 跟 Krishna book， Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书当中所描绘的 Vrindavan 不一样。但是我们的确需要通过阅读书籍来了解真正的文达文是什么样子。
And actually, all the Krishna's pastimes are still going on there, but they're not manifested to us.
实际上 ，Krishna 逍遥时光仍然继续在文达文上演，但只不过是我们失去了看到这些逍遥时光的视野。
Vrindavan is to be heard.Not just to be seen with our eyes, we won't see the real Vrindavan.
Vrindavan 是要通过耳朵去聆听的，而不是用眼睛去看的。通过我们这个不完美的肉眼，我们是看不见 Vrindavan 的。
We can still find a few forests and, you know, here and there, and cows, but not like we read in Krishna. You know, we can see.
虽然我们可能在这里和那里还能看到一些丛林，看到一些母牛，但是跟 Krishna 当时的情况是不一样的。
And same thing, Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, everything is still there, still going on, but it's unmanifested.
同样，就像在玛雅普，其实朱尼天南的朱彻丹亚，他们仍然在那里，他们所有的活动仍然在持续上演的， 上演着，但只不过是一种不展示的方式存在而已。
We shouldn't expect to see it with our current eyes or current vision, because many times even things that happen in this world and right in front of us, we don't really see, we don't remember, we don't notice.
所以我们不能指望通过我们现在的这双眼睛来看见这些活动。就好像很多时候，即便是有些事情发生在我们眼前，我们仍然看不见一样。
But by hearing, you know, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad, from the great devotees, then we can relish. And being there helps us to understand more and more about. And come closer and closer to the Chaitanya and the sacred movement, and get empowered to spread this all over the world, like the Chaitanya voices.
Sorry, Maharaj.
We get empowered by hearing in the Holy Dham to go back and go anywhere in the world and spread the message of the Chaitanya and Krishna.
但是我们可以通过聆听，通过聆听有关于圣地的所有这些事情，让我们能够获得力量，然后把这些讯息传播到越来越广的世界各地。
And even if we can't actually go to these places, if we just hear about them from the proper authorities, we can be.
有时候尽管我们可能没法亲身去到这些地方，但是如果我们从恰当的源头来聆听这些荣耀的话，我们也能够实际去到同样和实际去到那里同样的效果。
So let's see if any questions are coming from anybody.
Okay. 好，我们来看一下今天大家有没有问题。Hi, Krishna.
Take a lot of time. I mean, you know, leave more time because.Sometimes these night classes, you get so many questions.
那么大家有没有问题？咕噜在等大家。有时候。
And of course, it takes a few minutes for questions to come.
大家。可能需要几分钟时间才能够把问题呈现出来。Maharaj, I have a question, and Shri Prabhupada give a word-for-word translation for the Sanskrit verse. Meanwhile, he also gave translation for the verse. So, what's the importance of read word for word translation? Because sometimes by study word for word translation, we can find some realization or some more understanding than just reading the translation.
Yeah, that's one thing. Another thing is, Prabhupada wanted to show the authenticity of these books. You know, that's why he put the Sanskrit, and then he put the word for word, you know, to show really clearly where this is coming from. And it's not just something somebody's making up. And it's, you know, the original text.
那我说就是，圣帕帕德他不仅给了这个诗节的译本，同时呢还对给了字对字的翻译。有时候我们通过阅读对梵文的字对字翻译，我们好像可以得到更多的信息，有一些更细致的理解。那么古有回答说，此外的话，舍帕帕的之所以把字对字翻译给展示出来，是为了能够使他的翻译更具权威性，然后让很明确，就是知道 Krishna 他所讲的每个字的意思。
Okay, I think that's all I can think of at the moment, but sometimes it's quite enlivening to read the word for word. You know, Prabhupada always, when he gave class, he always read the word for word.
有时候我们读字对字翻译会让我们感觉到很受激励，因为 Shri Prabhupada 他也是在讲课之前他也会读字对字的翻译。 OK, Maharaj, yes, question from 阿莲。
Yeah.
OK, 感谢 Guru 的精彩讲课，感谢 Maharaj 的甜美翻译。奉献者离开地球也是像那样 Krishna 要把他的厉害能量从地球撤回吗？嗯 Thank you for your wonderful lecture. And devotee leave the earth also like that Krishna want to get rid of the very powerful energy from the earth.
Well, not, I think, no, the other dynasty, but not others.
我想 Krishna 他只是在亚度王朝这个事情上他这样做了，其他事情他没有这样做。
Okay. What was that question exactly again?
Animahaji, 您这个问题的话，能再说的明确一些吗？是不是说Krishna 让奉献者离开这个地球，是因为 Krishna 要把他很厉害的能量从这个地球上撤回？
Okay, any more questions?
Her question actually is Krishna make a devotee leave this world because he want to receive or get back of his very powerful energy.
I don't think so.
那么
None of us are so powerful. We're leaving the world, of course. We have our lifespan already. And then Krishna, he may take a particular devotee back for his own personal reasons. We don't know that.
那么姑说他并不是这样认为的，就是奉献者他离开这个世界呢，有的是因为他在这个星球上的这个寿命啊，时间啊已经到了。那么还有一种就是 Krishna 他要把他的一些特别的奉献者就是再招回去。
OK。
好吗？
好。
Any more questions?
Maharaj, today, no more questions.
Really? So I think many devotees are still in India.
Okay. Oh, Maharaj, question come. Oliver 的问题，感谢 Maharaj 的仁慈，感谢翻译的甜美服务。请问从圣地朝圣回来，感觉恍惚不在状态，对事情提不起兴趣，祈求姑的仁慈的帮助，这是什么原因？如何能更好调整？请拜您。Maharaj, thanks for your mercy. And my question is, I just come back from the Holy Dham, but I feel that it's just like not still, cannot fit to the normal life, and feel not in my, and cannot have interest in the mundane, in the thing, in the work or such kind of things.And I pray for your merciful help. What's the reason? why I would like this and how can I adjust myself a business to you.
Okay, well, we could say ultimately it's because we're not so advanced. So, you know, it's like anybody comes back from a holiday, they don't like to get back into their job and everything. Usually some people love their job, but most people, they don't like, you know, we have our duty, we have our life to do.
那这个有点像，就是我们好像刚放完假要去上班那个感觉一样。虽然有些人他们是很喜欢上班的，但是大部分人对工作还不是那么喜欢。但是呢，我们还是需要履行我们的职责。
And this is why we need to read Bhagavad Gita and see how Arjuna was feeling the same way. You know, Krishna, I don't really want to do all this dirty work in the material world.
这也是为什么我们要阅读国家梵歌。其实 Arjuna 当时也是类似的情况，他不想去履行他自己的职责，所以呢 Krishna 就教他应该怎么做。
But his duty and his work was to fight. But Krishna said, think of me and fight. So we don't need to have to be so much interested in the material world and the work we do. We do it out of duty, but, you know, our interest is in, you know, chanting and thinking of Krishna.
那么耳朵的工作是什么呢？就是要去打仗，去杀人。当然就是我们在这个世界上所以 Krishna 就叫他想着我，你去做这个事情的时候想着我。那我们可能对这个物质世界的生活啊工作啊不是那么受吸引，不是那么感兴趣。我们做这些事情呢只是出于我们的职责。当然我们真正感兴趣的应该是唱诵圣名，以奉献者联谊等等，做这些灵性的活动。但是呢我们还是要出于职责去做工作。
We have a very often quoted verse in the Isha Upanishad. Vijam Chavijam Chayastad Vedavayam Vidyayamritam Tirtha Vidyayamritam Vishnata. We have to learn the process of nescience, you know, and transcendence side by side.
means we have to balance.
We have to balance. We have to learn both.
我们应该灵性跟物质同时都要学习。
Because we have material body, we live in the material world, so we have to do both.
因为我们生活在这个物质世界上，我们还有这个物质的躯体，所以呢，我们应该两方面都照顾到。
And in that way, one might, you know, can become very advanced, so they can do only chanting all the time, you know.
那么当然，如果有些人他真的是非常非常进步，他只要念诵圣名就能够活下去，那么当然也没有问题。
So the way that we can you know, practice is that we have to work, and then the fruits of our work we offer to Krishna.
所以呢，我们修习的方法就是我们一定要不得不去工作，但是呢，我们可以把我们工作的成果供奉给 Krishna。
You know, we get some money, we get something, and then we offer that to Krishna, we use it in Krishna's service, and that spiritualizes our work.
比如说我们有一些钱，我们赚了一些钱，然后我们得到一些东西，我们就把它们供奉给 Krishna， 这样子的，我们灵性的生命就会得到滋养。
That's the beginning.
当然就是。
And then we begin thinking of Krishna while we work, just like a father while they're working, they're thinking of their children and how they're going to meet their children and they're going to buy something on the way home and all that.For the pleasure of their children, devotees thinking also for the pleasure of Krishna.
啊，这是我们开始的时候做的，就好像父母在上班的时候，他们会想着，哎呀，我赚了钱，我要给这个孩子买什么，我在回家的路上，我今天给孩子买这个买那个。所以呢，我们在工作的时候，我们也可以这样想 Krishna， 想着怎么如何用工作成果来服务 Krishna。
So this verse in Ishopanishad, that's number 11. If you have the book there, you can look it up.
所以在这个自证奥语书第十一十节当中，第十一个曼陀罗当中有这样一段话。
And there's very, very long purport. So, you know, it's an important concept. It's a very good question.
这个师姐这个曼陀罗有一个很长的要旨，在要旨当中就包含了相关的内容。
Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality.
Sorry, Maharaj, I have to get the book.
You have in your computer. So anyway, anyone out there, Ishopanishad is another very important book that answers a lot of questions and clears up a lot of, you know, confusion that we have from our previous studies of different Mayavadi philosophies and different, you know,things, material and spirit, so-called spiritual. Ishopanishad clears up everything very strongly.
那么在这个教育书当中，就是有很清楚的很多解释，能够清楚我们在这个物质生活以及灵性生活当中会出现的各种各样的困惑疑问。
It's verse number 11. Anyway,
I find it the verse.
So if you have the translation, you can read it.
Yes. Maharaj, is the purport?
Purport is too long, we won't have time for it.
Yes.
There it is.Yeah. It just goes over and over again, many, many different examples, you know.
那么这个自证奥义书第十一个曼陀罗的要旨非常长，然后其中就从各个角度就讲述了这个物质生活的状况。
Okay, so any other questions?
好，我们可以来看下一个问题。下一个来自 Jaya Krishna。这位分间者的问题，顶拜咕噜的莲花祖稳达文居民如何离开地球呢？指 Krishna 在稳达文的木牛姑娘、木牛虫，他们是以何种方式回归的 ？Obeisance to your lotus feet. My question is, how the residents of Vrindavan they leave this earth? I mean, the gopis in Vrindavan, how they go back to the original Goloka Vrindavan?
You're talking about in Krishna's Leela, those gopis that are in the Krishna book?
Maharaj?
Yeah, are you talking about Vrindavan now or at the time of Krishna?
你是指在现在的文达文还是Krishna 您在这个地球上的那个时候的文达文 I think when Krishna present on the earth.
Yeah, well, the different ones, so they're already back at Krishna, but when they're no longer manifest on earth, they're with Krishna in Goloka. They're already practicing in Vrindavan on earth. They don't have to go by spaceship or anything. Krishna just, we can't explain it scientifically. They're just there immediately. They're already there.
就是因为Vrindavan 的居民他们已经跟 Krishna 在一起了，所以他们就是离开回到这个 Vrindavan 就是是立刻就发生的事情，他们不需要乘坐这个宇宙飞船才能够升到这个灵性世界的 Vrindavan。
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami, there's explanations.
这个很难用这个科学的方式来科学的语言来解释，但是在大伯加瓦坛甘露之阳当中就有这样的一个例子。
So when Gopakumara at the end, you know, he was going back and forth between Goloka Vrindavan and Gokula Vrindavan.
那么Sanatana Goswami 写的这本书当中就提到主人公 Gopakumara, 他就是在这个地球上的 Vrindavan 以及在 Goloka 原初的 Vrindavan 之间就是来来回回。
But it's explained, he didn't know the difference, he couldn't see any difference.
但其中就讲到他在两个文大分之间他看不到他们之间有什么区别。
Jiva Goswami explains that the difference is that the Gokula Vrindavan on earth that's manifested so you know, others can see it, but the Goloka is not manifest in the mature vision.
Jiva Goswami 对此的回答就是他们之间区别是Gokula文达文在这地球上的狗哭了文达文使得这个地球上的人通过肉眼可以看见，但是那个狗洛卡文达文呢，他们是对于这个地球上的人而言是没有展示的，看不见的。
Alright,
可以吗？
可以。
好，下一个问题。 Marge, next question.
Okay.Only a few more, I'm very tired.
Okay, 好，那么因为Guru他现在有点累了，那么我们就到这里最后一个问题哈，我们看 Kripana Vatara Mataji 的问题。Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Guru Dev, 感谢翻译，如何让自己顺受 Krishna 的安排的一切，以及带热情为 Krishna 做服务呢？ Hare Krishna, obeisance to Guru Dev.And how can I accept Krishna's arrangement with submissively and engage myself in serving Krishna enthusiastically?
Well, just do it. We have to pray.And just try and associate with people who are like you want to be.
那么我们只要这样去做就可以了。通过祈祷并且努力的去这样做。还要呢，就是跟一些具有你所渴望拥有的品质的奉献者一起联谊。
All right. 谢谢。
好 ，Thank you, Maharaj. 好，非常感谢大家。Okay, Maharaj, thank you. 好
，Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. No more questions.
Good. I want to thank all the devotees from China. I don't know who it was, but many donated very generously for.Our Shantipur festival, which was, I think, the biggest one ever.
Wow. 在这里呢，Maharaj 他非常感谢所有中国的奉献者，大家慷慨解囊，然后为自己在玛雅普香提普的这个派发布沙灯的节日做了很多的这个布施，然后这次节日可以说是有史以来最盛大的一次节日。
Okay, so you who long down gooey you ju we from charge.
加里哈里克什纳，还有荣耀归于卡普宣斯瓦米哈拉吉，哈里克什纳。
Okay.
好。
Marsha Prabhupada, thank you all for tuning in. Hare Krishna.
感谢大家聆听，哈里克什纳。Thank you. 好，今天讲课就到这里，哈里克什纳。
Hare Krishna, 非常感恩 Guru 的仁慈。无论在旅行的过程中如何的艰辛，依旧坚持每周予以我们非常甜美的奉爱的甘露。非常感恩 Radhika Priyamata 及甜美的翻译，感恩各位奉献者的聆听和大家提出的好问题。在此，请各位奉献者和我一起唱诵三遍 Maha Mantra， 祈祷和祝福在全世界传教的 Guru 传教顺利，身体健康。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna外坤的真英文达文航班今天的全天播音到此结束，祈祷大家能够拥有一个美好的 Krishna 直觉的夜晚，祝大家夜幕吉祥，大家晚安， Hare Krishna。